Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Biden now has less than 5 months to carry out his plan to end the longest war in American history. At the White House yesterday, Biden explained his decision to pull out of Afghanistan by September 11th.
We already have service members doing their duty in Afghanistan today whose parents served in the same war. We have service members who are not yet born when our nation was attacked in 9/11. War in Afghanistan was never meant to be a multi-generational undertaking.
Of course, his predecessor, President Trump, planned a faster pullout, but his fellow Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell opposed Trump's pullout and opposes Biden's, which he calls a grave mistake. And our next guest, a Democrat, said she was disappointed in Biden's plan. New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen serves on the Foreign Relations Committee. She joins us now. And Senator Shaheen, lay out your concerns about the Biden drawdown.
I am very worried about what the potential fallout will be in terms of the Afghan people because of the strength of the Taliban. It puts Afghans who have been partners with the United States at real risk. I've worked for years on the special immigrant visa program to try and help those Afghans who have risked their lives to support the United States. The Afghan women and girls will also be very vulnerable, as well as ethnic minorities. I was in Afghanistan a couple of years ago, and I had a chance to meet with a number of Afghan women. And I was impressed with how thoughtful they were about the need to end the war in Afghanistan. And they said, look, this has been going on for 40 years, and we understand that the Taliban are going to have some role in what happens next. But what we don't want is to see that our rights that have been written into the Afghan constitution are going to be undermined, and that we are going to go back to what it was like when the Taliban ruled this country before the United States invaded. What we have seen since the negotiations with the Taliban is that they have not lived up to the commitment that they made in that treaty. So the idea that we're doing this in response to the negotiations, they've already breached those negotiations.
I'm going to jump in there because that's what critics are saying. Yes, there were tremendous gains made for women and against the Taliban over the past 20 years, but those have been sliding. And when you talk to women who say this has been going on for 40 years, they're referring, of course, to the Soviet war in Afghanistan. The Soviets also having to retreat. And there are some saying, and I'll play devil's advocate here, that, look, it's an intractable situation. There have to be other ways to go about this that don't bring in U.S. troops, which might even be a part of the problem, you know, provoking issues. We have to admit that a lot of those gains have been lost. The Taliban is rising. Women's rights are diminishing. That's worth admitting. And we got to go about this another way. What about that criticism?
Well, I appreciate that. And I think that was the reason for trying to start negotiations with the Taliban, which I supported. But if we are going to negotiate an agreement, the parties to that agreement have said certain things that they're going to comply with, and they don't, then we need to hold them accountable. And the fact is, the Taliban has not cut its ties with Al-Qaeda. They have continued violence within the country, and we've seen in the last couple of months a very deliberate assassination attack against particularly women. And one of the things that I pushed for during the previous administration was to try and get women at the table as part of those negotiations. We have a law in the United States that says, called Women, Peace, and Security, that says when we are in negotiations in those kinds of conflict areas, we will make it a priority to have women at the table. That was not done by the Trump administration.
Well, President Obama did draw down some troops out of Afghanistan in his second term, but he was unable to continue with the drawdown because of the Taliban. Are you worried that if troops leave now, there might be a collapse? But also, on the other hand, what would you do differently with the troops that are there now to prevent the slide that's already happening, the Taliban already gaining power, women already losing rights?
Well, I think that's happened because we have not been clear as part of our negotiations. And as long as they understood that they could wait us out, that they didn't have to be held accountable, we see now what the outcome of that is.
Right. What do you tell troops from your state who are hearing from President Biden, you know, their families are hearing they'll be coming home? Have you spoken with those families? Have those families contacted you? Do they want them home? And what do you tell them?
Well, I think everybody wants our troops home. But the question is, how do we do that in a way that doesn't undercut the effort that they've been fighting for? As somebody who remembers what it was like when we pulled out of Vietnam and we saw a civil war that incurred, I hope that we will continue to do everything we can to support the women and girls in Afghanistan and to provide assistance for the Afghan government as it fights the Taliban, because what we will almost certainly see is a civil war that ensues.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen, the Democrat from New Hampshire, thank you so much.
Thank you.